performance, you know that David is a real angel. Always up in here harping about something.
They've known it for years.
Oh, okay. If you hear for Friday night, they left him up high. They couldn't descend him, so he was stuck up there at the end. Show must go on. Did better last night. Let me personally thank some people today. Marilyn, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. On behalf of all the Baylor and Baptists in the world, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you.
I agree.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. And I wish Jay would post on Facebook you being charismatic and raising your hands at the Oklahoma game. Were you raising your hands, Marilyn?
Oh, yes, I was.
Oh, man. Yes. It was worth all that money I sent to Baylor. Vicky, it was worth it. All that money we sent to Baylor to finally get that win. And we... Oklahoma, thank you. Dick, thank you for being here, buddy. This is Dick Camp, folks, if you don't know. He's known for a lot of things. And then he had Dale. But you were known before you had Dale.
That's right.
I told Dick came in here, came right to the front row, folks. Listen, I came, not like some of y'all. Look here, Dick. Take a look over here. Did it look like your church that you preached in many times? They had to get there to get the back row seats?
That's right.
It's the same thing here. We could just get rid of that. But you came on up here because you're an encouragement. I saw Dale come in. I said, Dale, your dad's sitting on the front row. He went, oh. Martha, you're so sweet. Martha came on up here and set up the nest. Dick, thank you for being here. Y'all know that Dale's mom passed very recently. But Dick, you're a busy man, aren't you? Dale told me they went up to make a visit of all places up in North Dallas this weekend and barely got out of there. Had to go around your elbow to get your thumb, didn't you? Yeah, barely get out of there. Well, oh, wow. Thank you all for being here this morning. Those of us that are involved in the performances here, let me just tell you, it doesn't take long to spend a night at Sagemont. By the time your head hit the pillow last night, you're up for this morning. We do church right now, and then we get ready for two performances. I do love this time of the year. I have mixed emotions about it, and I think many of you do too. This time of the year, it's different than Thanksgiving. We've talked about Thanksgiving, and that's that one day that we set aside. Now we move into the Christmas time of the season, and you try your best because every year I know you have some different traditions and things going on in your family, but it seems like it comes upon us very quickly. And I'm in great turmoil at my house, great despair and agony, because Susan had on my calendar 2 weeks ago to put out the exterior illumination. That's Christmas lights outside. Okay, exterior illumination. They're not up yet. They're in the box. All my boxes are stacked up in my garage, ready to go. And I got a lot of pressure yesterday when my granddaughters came over. My 9-year-old says, Papa, do you need some help putting up these lights? I said, baby, I wish you could do this for Papa. I really do, because I would let you do it for me. Don't have them up. And my fear is this season's going to come and go and they won't be up. And I don't know, that's not the end of the world. God's still on the throne. This is that time of year that comes upon us that alters our schedule, alters our behavior, gets us kind of in a tizzy. And all the time, especially our people here at this church, and I love this church, you know I do, and I'm prejudiced, especially this class, we are surrounded by so many friends. We're surrounded by so many people. And it's just a real blessing. Not only am I thankful, Thanksgiving, but as I look toward even this last month of the year, December, as we focus on the gift that was given to us, and it was a gift. None of us could earn it. It was a free gift. If you have your Bibles, turn to Matthew chapter 2. Yes, Fred. Was that Fred? I recognize that voice. Yes.
I'm busy, but Santos, Larry Kenneth, and Jim. Jim might help you too.
Well, Jim's retired, so he does have plenty.
He's there in the morning.
Emery, this is just an idea, but I found something very successful at my house about Christmas decorations.
Jay, I'm yours.